We would like to acknowledge the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, on whose unceded land Mojo Radio is recorded on. We also pay respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Good morning, I'm Nikki Canisius, and welcome to Mojo Radio. Students walked out of classes on Thursday, 18th of April, for a pro-Palestine rally organised by the activist group Students for Palestine. Students from various universities assembled outside the State Library to shame the Australian Labor Party for what they called being complicit in Israel's genocide in Gaza. Protesters marched their way inside Melbourne Central Shopping Centre, forcing several businesses on the first floor to shut their doors. The growing pro-Palestine movement in Melbourne has led to Victorian Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton to call for the introduction of anti-protest legislation. Students for Palestine have responded with an open letter and petition. The Monash branch of Students for Palestine were present at the march. Monash student Aisha Kondre says that she is striking from her classes because Palestinian students can't go to class.
Universities in Gaza have been levelled and bombed. 17,000 children have been killed in the last 6 months, and it's unacceptable that our university are complicit with their support for the Australian government, who are backing up this genocide to the hilt. I think students need to come out and take a stand for what's right, and that is fighting for Palestine.
Students for Palestine are planning for another strike on the 15th of May. Artificial Heart Frontiers program, led by Monash University's World Class Technology, is transforming healthcare for people with health failure. The program will develop a suite of the next generation devices that will support all health failure patients. Heart failure affects over 64 million people around the world, with cases rising. 1 in 50 Australians die of heart failure, and the options for treatment are few and far between. The world's first Australian-invented implantable will be a complete compacted replacement of a human heart. A rotary blood pump that uses magnetic levitation technology to mimic a beating heart will be a permanent replacement rather than a temporary solution. The unit is expected to last over 10 years, which outlasts present-day devices. The Artificial Heart Frontiers program at Monash University has committed to revolutionise implantable heart devices in Australia to save lives now and into the future. Researchers from Monash University have developed a pioneering model of a trauma-informed practice for online education to meet the needs of children affected by war in Ukraine. The model came after corporation specialists from the Turner Institute for Brain and Mental Health, the Monash School of Psychological Science, and the Faculty of Education met at Monash University Prado Centre in Italy in a 3-day co-design workshop. Combining the latest research from trauma specialists with online educational expertise, Monash Virtual Schools and its partners take a holistic approach to meet the educational and emotional needs of children affected by war. As we embark upon week 9 of the semester, students are definitely starting to feel the heat under the piles of assignments. With SWAPVA only 3 weeks away, students are struggling to find the perfect balance between work, academics, and leisure. Monash Law and Commerce student Sophia Lee says that she is not coping with the assignments as well as she hoped she would.
I'm quite stressed, and there's just a lot going on right now to balance all your priorities in life with uni as well.
Taylor Swift's 11th album makes history, smashing streaming records with the surprise double album launch last Friday. Swift's album, The Tortured Poets Department, shattered 2 Spotify records. Over 300 million streams in one day, and the most streamed song in a single day with the song Fortnite featuring Post Malone. Swift revealed the album launch on X, formerly known as Twitter, posting, "It's a 2 a.m. surprise. Now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours." In just under a week of the album's release, the album has seen 1 billion streams on Spotify. 2023 AFL Premiership player Nathan Murphy has announced that he will be leaving the game with a medical retirement. The concussion to end it all was caused in last year's grand final, with it being his 10th overall in his career.
The last few months have been really tough, but I was guided by medical advice that this was the right decision for me. And so I saw the panel on Saturday and was medically retired by then.
Murphy is the second AFL player to retire this year, with Melbourne Premiership player Angus Brayshaw also medically retiring due to a concussion in 2023. AFL is not the only sport where players suffer from concussions, as both cricket and rugby league are struggling. Cricket player Will Pukowski is yet to shake off his concussion from early March and is facing a medical panel to decide his fate. Rugby league icon Wally Lewis is pleading for the Australian government to invest more funding into research and support programs for medical conditions resulting from concussions.
It must be taken quite seriously by the general public and in particular the government.
Earlier this week, the Australian Institute of Sport introduced new guidelines to try to reduce the risk of concussions with the slogan, "If in doubt, sit them out." The guideline includes a 21-day stand-down period after a concussion. That's all for now. I'm Nikki Canisius, and this is Mojo Radio.